101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So I told my husband I want to redecorate the house. He's like, why would we bother? We have no children. I said, because I'm still living here. Like, I think we need to do things like paint. We're living in that house acting as if we've left, only we're still living there.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, you know, I have friends who, they do things like freshen the decor. Like, why would you do that? I never sit in that room. I mean, I have a living room where literally it's like, you know, Great Expectations when they go to Miss Havisham's house and they blow the dust away because she's, and then there's a woman sitting there shrouded. That's my living room.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look, there's a dining room here. I think I could, let's eat breakfast here, honey. I understand his point, but I still think, so I have a friend who's a realtor, you know, very big realtor here, and he's like, oh, you're going to have to freshen this house. I'm like, I'm not going to like pay money to decorate for somebody else. Let them pay to redecorate.
That's what they do. They stage them.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to buy. It's called the as-is clause.
Yes.
I am not making that effort. Yeah. You're lucky you get my backyard. It's awesome. I decorated that, you know, when we decorated the backyard. That's not, I think
no,
they call it landscaping, right?
It, yeah.
But we made it into a livable outdoors, right. And it's really cool. And I don't know, like picking out paint swatches, the whole thing just exhausts me. And I have all these friends who are doing things like pulling out the carpets and putting hardwood floors in.
Yeah.
Why?
A lot of people done with carpet.
I have had the same carpet we've been in this house for 16 years. And I apparently you're supposed to get it like cleaned every once in a while.
Yeah.
I guess, but I will say our house has served us well, so we should give it care.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think I do that when I do things like change the air filters. Isn't that enough?
We are going through the same thing right now because we want to do some things, but every time we talk about it, it gets less and less and less. We are going to make big bookcases in the wall and get all the... And every time we thought, now it's like, well, it's just when put shelves up on the wall, nail them to the wall.
Right.
Because it's like, well, yeah, I don't want to spend that kind of money on a house.
So around 7 years ago, every appliance started breaking down. Mm-hmm. And we would have what I call appliance dates at Sears guy, Fred. He's such a great guy. Fred Palmer he's retired since. But he's like, oh, it's the Shermans again. Yeah. And that's how I redecorated my house. The new... You know, things you don't get to, and you do have to use, but they don't make your house pretty.
Right.
And the final thing was the cooktop. I wanted
I love that.
An extra, like, right. You know, I want, and my husband's like, why would you need another burner for not cooking?
Right. I was gonna say, do you really do any cooking?
Right. So we're not, so in the end, you know, I think I went to Bed Bath & Beyond and got a new pillow to put on our bed.
Yes.
that's my refresh.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.